At age 82 and 69, Ted Blanche and Michael Cashman are in the position of many entrepreneurs less than half their age, launching a new company. They recently debuted CoinRe, a Florida-based reinsurance provider designed also as a co-op where customers can also be owners. At the recent 2018 PCI annual meeting in Miami, they spoke with carrier management editor Mark Holmer about their new venture.
Ted, I want you to tell me why you started a new company at age 81 and now 82.
Because I've been giving a lot of thought for the last several years to how the reinsurance brokerage system operates, observing the directions that it's taking, and given the time I've been in the business, thinking that there were better ways to go, and I decided that it would be fun to try to create something which would be closely aligned with the interest of the clients, where the clients were represented by people who really started with what their needs were rather than what the market's needs were. And then we came along and came up with the idea of having clients have an opportunity to have an ownership interest in the company. So, you know, there are lots of things that affect reinsurance relationships, but of all of them, the real issue is how much does the company have to pay for what they buy? So it's their spend. Now there are subsections to that, frictional costs. You know, how much money is the broker making? Is the broker delivering a value to the equation equal to the amount of money that they're making out of it? There's the piece about the ownership interest.
Did you come out of retirement to pursue this concept, or were you working before?
I did not come out of retirement. Well, I did retire about 18 years ago for 2 weeks, but that was it.
That's fantastic. Now, so how would you define CoinRe? Would you define it as a reinsurer, a reinsurance brokerage, a co-op?
Well, its business is that of a reinsurance broker.
Okay.
Its form is that of a co-op, really, where the ownership is divided among the clients and the management and some private investors.
Okay. And how big is it at this point in terms of clients and scope, financial scope?
Well, as far as clients are concerned, we don't have any. Which is pretty natural given that we just kicked it off July 1st. If we had any clients today, that means that we would have been out soliciting business for a company that wasn't incorporated, that wasn't licensed, and we would have been doing so on other people's time because we were employed. So we didn't try to overlap them. We tried to keep some ethic responsibility in play and finish one before we started the other. So we don't have any clients yet, although we've talked to a number of companies here in Florida, and we're pretty encouraged by how the conversations are going.
Are you initially based in Florida, and do you have plans to expand over the next year?
Well, yeah, the company is headquartered in, the coin is headquartered in Tampa. The initial thrust of what we're trying to do is to be Florida-centric with regard to primarily the Florida domestic homeowners companies that that exist. Will we expand? We certainly plan to expand, but the expansion, by the nature of the business that we're trying to do, it's basically a coastal situation where insurance companies are exposed to natural disaster, whether it's wind on the East Coast in the Gulf or earthquake on the West Coast. We're not trying to be all things to all people. We want to do a specific part of the business, which is the property catastrophe reinsurance. And the reason for that is really quite simple. It is the in my view, the most profitable sector of the business for the markets, or another way of saying that is It's where the markets make the most money and where we ought to be able to do the most good for the clients.
Is there anything in the marketplace right now that even partially resembles what you're trying to do?
Not to my knowledge.
So the idea of customer ownership, how did that come about?
Well, I don't remember exactly how it came about. We were thinking about what we could do that would be different and would be practical and would help with the alignment of the interests of the broker and the client, and it emerged.
Fair enough. And now I'm going to switch a little. Now, please tell me what your role has been in the startup.
My role, first of all, I've known Ted for many years. I was once the president of E.W. Blanche Company.
Okay.
And was also the vice chairman of Aon Reinsurance at one time. Mm-hmm. And so I have tried to retire twice, and they didn't work out for me either, so I've always stayed busy with other things.
And how old are you?
I'm 69.
Okay.
And so most recently I had started about 3 years ago a cybersecurity business, and I have that up and running, have some other people running that. And Ted, having known him for many years, contacted me about his idea and asked me to see if I'd be interested in getting involved. And my role is largely to work with Ted and the other people in the staff to really generate the client base and to bring in clients on as quickly as possible, which I've done for many, many years with other firms. Okay.
Right now, how many people are in your company at this point?
Right now, in terms of direct employment within CoinRe, there's 5 people. Mm-hmm. We recognize we have some other positions we're trying to fill. We have discussions going with a number of people to fill those positions. But important to note, we also have a partnership with Beach Group, which is a well-known reinsurance broker based all over the world, and we have partnered with them to provide a number of services, analytic services and other related services, other collateral services, our international broking capabilities, partner with us so we don't have to go out and hire people to do those jobs. So we will effectively, right now we have a fairly large access to staff because of that partnership with them.
Now, who would your most direct competitor be?
Oh, our most direct competitor would be every reinsurance broker that exists. I wouldn't say any one of them would be any more critically important than any other one.
Where do you hope to be within 5 years with this company?
We hope to be, obviously highly successful. We hope to have a number of client owners. We also recognize that we will have clients who are not owners. So we're not requiring clients to be owners. We're offering them the opportunity to be owners of the company. But certainly some clients may not want to invest, and we will do that. I could say it this way. Both Ted and I have worked in reinsurance operations and have built, particularly E.W. Blanche Company, built it from a very small company to be highly successful. By the 1990s, we were the third largest reinsurance broker in the world, and we were the largest independent broker in the world at that point in time. So rather than give you numbers 5 years from now, I just like to say our track record is proven. We've built it. We expect to be a very large success.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that's about it for right now. If I think of something, I'll pop in.
How about yourself, Ted? Anything that you'd like to add about where you hope to go with this?
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge to ourselves first and to others as we go along that we don't expect to be all things to all people. We don't expect to be handling every class of business that's written. We don't expect to be in every part of the United States or the world with regard to our scope. I guess you could describe what we're trying to do, or I could describe as what we're trying to do, be more like a boutique operation with specific ambitions, specific goals, and a specific purpose. And I think that will be a very successful way to go. One of the things that I can add is that we are trying, I mentioned before, that we're trying to have an alignment with our clients. And we're also trying to keep out of being in a conflicted position. And what I mean by that is when you're handling huge dollars of revenue as a broker, through reinsurers into the retro market. That can overpower the individual business that you're bringing into the reinsurance market. And we won't do retro business. In other words, we're going to try to be pure.
Excellent. Thanks very much.